Morning, home.
Morning.
I just got a little short thing to say. I was listening to the services, South Carolina this morning, and a lot of talk about God having your back. I got to thinking about that. The Lord having your back. If the Lord's got my back, that means I'm turned away from Him. Now, who's following who? Am I following the Lord? Or is He following me? And I got to thinking, how many times have I ever thought about having the Lord's back? Boy, that sounds weird. I mean, I'm just me. I got a face for radio, a body for a closet. How can I have the Lord's back? And Scott was reading here, out of Luke 8. And speaking of those which fell among the thorns, you know that the vast majority of Christians today fall in this group? The vast majority, fall in this group. They let the cares of the world keep them from taking the Lord's back. What does it mean, Lord, I got your back? When people come against the Word of God, when they come against the Gospel, when they come against Jesus, when they come against that which is of God, and come against His people, what do? Do you sit there and be quiet? Do you just pray, oh Lord, I wish You'd do something? And then when you do that, the Lord says, oh, I did, but You won't do anything with it. You know, there was a time, years ago, some of you know this, where I stood up and I said, Lord, I love You. But these SOBs You call Christians, I don't want nothing to do with them. They're a bunch of fakes, liars, and hypocrites, and selfish. It's all about them. It's all about what makes them feel good. It's all about what makes them be built up. Not one of them will stand by your side and defend you, because they're too busy defending themselves. And I left the ministry for a while. And the Lord taught me a lot of things through that time. And when He brought me back in, I understood then. See, I understood the Lord never said they were Christians. They said they were Christians. They might have started out Christians. They might have gotten into church, got excited, and received the Lord. But then the church failed them. Because the church never taught them what it was supposed to be a Christian. It took me back to the days of the Vietnam War when they played the Star Spangled Banner and John Phillips' Sousa songs and marched down the street with the flag and come defend democracy in America. And, boy, I was all ready to join up. And what would happen if they had taken me and just put me on a plane, sent me to Vietnam, put a parachute on my back and threw me out? How long would I have lasted? And yeah, that's pretty much what's going on in the churches today. They don't give you weapons. They don't give you any training. They sure don't stand beside you. They're ready to beat on you the minute you make a mistake. In fact, Satan don't even have a time to beat on you. They're too busy doing it themselves. We need to find out what it means to be a Christian. And you can only do that through fellowship, discipleship, with people that know what it's like and that will stand beside you and behind you until you're ready to stand behind the Lord and say, "Lord, I got your back. They come against you, I'll stand in there. You stood for me, now I'm going to stand for you." I hope everybody that hears this will think about it and make a decision in their heart. They're not going to be choked out any longer by the cares of the world, the fears and the worries. And one of the best ways you can start, the easiest, best way you can start, it's easy, any of you can do it. When somebody says, "Take care," say, "No, thank you. Jesus took my cares. I don't need yours." And if you ain't got the guts to do that, then stop calling yourself a Christian. Because that's what it means to have his back. He gave his backside for you. 40 lashes with a belt or with a whip, pulling the flesh off till the bone was exposed. And you can't even stand up and take a little verbal abuse. And the abuse you'll get the most from isn't the world. From the church. Money isn't going to solve your problems. Only Jesus can do that. So, let's make a decision that we are going to have the Lord's back from this day forward. And we will not shirk away from it. We will not be those that go to hell because we let the fear of the world, deceitfulness of riches and all, keep us from being what God wants us to be. Amen. And when you see your brother or your sister stumble, don't beat up on them with the butt end of your rifle. Sling that rifle. Put your arm around them and lift them up. Say, "Come on, I'll help you till you can walk on your own." Amen. Amen. I'm done.